Hi, this is Marissa Ross of Intent.com, and I'm speaking with Michelle Mitchell of Planting Roots, the recipient of a $5,000 grant from the Pepier Fresh Project. Welcome, Michelle, and congratulations.
Thank you.
First and foremost, tell us a little bit about Planting Roots and how it began.
Well, Planting Roots, I'll start with how it began. I'm a high school English teacher, and I had a conversation with some of my students about the books that they read or their parents read to them when they were children. And I found out that a lot of my kids didn't have books when they were children, and their parents didn't read to them. And I kept asking questions, well, you know, why don't you have books, or, you know, why don't your parents read to you? And they were just like, well, our parents don't buy them. And I was kind of shocked because I'm an English teacher. I have lots of books. I have a daughter. We have lots of books together. And doing a little bit more investigation, I realized that it wasn't a priority in a lot of homes. So I came up with the idea of Planting Roots. Roots stands for Reading Opens Opportunities to Succeed. And I started collecting books from other teachers who had young children or had books that they didn't use anymore in their classrooms. And I've been stacking them in my garage for the last year. And
oh my gosh.
The Pepsi project came along, and I said this would be a great way to get my project off the ground.
That's incredible. It's mind-boggling to me to think that children aren't being read to. I think that this is an amazing project, and I just firmly agree. Where are you at exactly?
I live in Los Angeles County, and I work out of LAUSD in Los Angeles.
And how do you plan to use the money?
Well, we've already started trying to set up my garage a little bit more organized, so I've just been carrying these books around, and they're all in tubs and bins, and people have delivered them in boxes and trash bags in my garage. So I bought some really tall shelves to line my garage with, and I started shelving the books. Along with the used books that I've collected, I want to add some new books so that I can give the kids, you know, a mix of new, a mix of, you know, some old books, so they can feel like they have some ownership with them. We also want to provide them with, like, bookmarks and maybe book lights. I've learned that some kids don't have, like, basic needs, like light in their home.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm, like, shocked when I heard that.
And that's so terrible and scary.
Yes, and so I said, well, maybe I should put, you know, some little lights in there and some bookmarks and, you know, maybe some encouraging just words to get them to want to read. And so I'm working with a retired school teacher from my church, and she's just come up with tons of ideas that we can, you know, bag up the, you know, the books and deliver them to the schools and make the kids feel like, you know, they're getting a really, you know, a present, not just an assignment or, you know, oh, this is one more thing that I have to do,
yeah,
but something that they can take home and say, it's mine. I don't have to return this to the library. I don't have to give this back to my teacher, but I can keep it at home.
That's amazing. And what are the age groups that you're targeting right now with Planting Roots?
I started collecting K through 6, and that's what I've been slowly building up over the past year. I work at a high school, and I used to work at a middle school, so I have contacts at middle school. So now that I've kind of gotten the K through 6 taken care of, I'm looking into junior high school and about 9th and 10th grade right now. I'm just targeting a couple of kids, and I'm selecting them based on teacher recommendation, you know, if they know that the family has the need. The teacher can contact me, and then I see what I have, or I go out and buy what I need, because I don't have a lot of high school or high-interest high school books, I should say, because some of the readers are at lower levels, and you can't give them a Dr. Seuss book. So you have to find them something that is at their level with, you know, really high interest. So that's what I'm that's my next step, is to get those type of books.
That's so great. And do you find that these children are embracing the books, and are they taking it in and enjoying reading?
Yes, definitely. Some of them have never owned a book before, and so just owning a book and making it their own, and I can put my name in it, and I can keep it, and I can read it again, and I can, you know, put it on my shelf or put it next to my bed. It's it opens up an entirely new world to them. Because most kids, their first contact with books is in school. Some kids have negative attitudes towards school, and they develop negative attitudes towards reading and towards books. But when they can own the book themselves, it changes their mind about reading, and it changes their attitude sometimes about school. And if you can catch them at an early age, like kindergarten and first grade, you can start to build that love for reading and wanting to learn.
And Michelle, how could people donate books to you or help out with Planting Roots? How could they get a hold of you?
We have a website. It's plantingroots.org. It has our telephone number and also our email address. They can email us and give us contact information if they want to donate, and we can do a book pickup. Or they can email us if they know someone, a child in need of books. Our website is booksforplantingroots@gmail.com. And I don't have our telephone number offhand because most people email.
That's fine.
Okay, yeah, if they just go to plantingroots.org, all of our information is on there. We're in the process of adding other links to it. We've just filed for nonprofit status because many people wanted to give us donations, monetary donations, so we're in the process of allowing that to be done on the website as well.
That's so awesome. Well, Michelle, once again, congratulations, and thank you so much for speaking with Intent.com.
Thank you for allowing us to speak and getting our project out to the public.